Welcome, everybody. So today we're going to talk about Marcus Aurelius' meditation. Now, Marcus Aurelius was a ruler in Rome from 161 to 180, and he wrote a book called Meditations. And he wrote a book for himself, not for you and me, but for himself. And throughout the decades, throughout the centuries, this book has played a huge role a lot of people's lives. And what I'm trying to do here is kind of break that book down to see what's so special about it. What can we learn from it today in the 21st century? Okay, so let's start with a quote by Plato. States will never be happy until rulers become philosophers or philosophers become rulers. Plato, The Republic. These words were written by Plato thousands of years ago. And the reason they're written, because of human nature. So we humans have certain laws that we are governed by. And doesn't matter what happened 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, it can happen again and will happen again. There's a reason we humans repeat history. We think that we're special. Our culture is special. Our country is special. See, these are the misconceptions that people repeat year after year, century after century, because we have this egocentric view of, oh, you know, Romans, they were just, you know, weird people, or I don't care. Pick a culture, pick a century, we're gonna think those people were special, but they were not. They were same as you and I, governed by the same basic laws. I want you to think about those laws as the DNA. See, DNA had four nucleotides, right? Adenine, thymine, guanine, cytosine. But those four things are base of all DNA. Everything comes out of those four nucleotides. The same goes for laws of human nature. There are certain laws embedded in us, and all our characters, all our flaws, all our positives come from those laws. Now let's get back to Marcus. Now, why Marcus Aurelius was famous? Why was he famous? He was famous because he was a black swan. Now, in the book called Everything is Obvious by Duncan J. Watts, he talks about black swans. Black swans are special people, special events that happen throughout our history that change the course of our history. Gandhi, Nelson Mandela. Why are these people popular compared to thousands of other leaders? Because they were black swans. They did something totally to the contrary. They did something totally different than the time they lived in, and that's what they're remembered for. So as we discussed, he was the emperor from 161 to 180 AD. 19 years he ruled over the empire, and he didn't rule with fear. And don't get me wrong, there are certain things he had to do, he did. You can't judge people, you know, from today's time. You have to judge people from the time they lived in, and from the time he lived in, he was a really, really good emperor. They call him the philosopher king because he ruled with philosophy. And he had this philosophy not for you and I. He had this philosophy for himself. So Marcus, he wasn't born into it. The ruler at the time appointed his grandfather to be the next ruler, because the ruler at the time did not have any sons or anybody like that. So what happens? His grandfather dies. Well, now the throne comes to Marcus. And a lot of history has been written about him, but Historia Augusta, he's one of the historians, writes about him that he was just a normal kid. You know, he loved boxing, he loved wrestling, he loved running, he was a good ball player. He learned stuff in philosophy, Greek, legal, politics. Those things are required for you to learn if you want to get in politics. Just like today, if you want to get in politics, you better know the law. You know, you better understand certain aspects of government. Same that way. He was, you know, once he was adopted from by his grandfather, he was trained for it. And he came into power by adoption. And even though we would like to think the emperor at that time was ruler, he wasn't. A lot of the country was run by local governors. And the local governors were corrupt. And he gives this reference in one of the meditations where he talks about, hey, today I have to wake up and deal with these people, corrupt, selfish people. So he had the same problem as you and I. We have to deal with people who are egocentric. We had to deal with people who are selfish. And he had to deal with the same thing. And one of the reasons he took philosophy was because as he's probably growing up, he's looking around him. He's seeing, you know, all these people are going from instant gratification to another. They're not finding peace. All these rulers, they rule with iron fist. They kill everybody. Is that the person I want to be? Probably not. And philosophy, in a lot of ways, gives you the alternative, gives you the answer to a lot of questions you have for yourself. So Marcus comes to power, and suddenly now he has to deal with a civil war. One of his general named Avidus Cassius says, hey, I'm the ruler now, and now he has to fight him. And why do I bring that up? I bring it up because it doesn't matter, even if you are stoic, even if you are doing the right thing, there's a lot of people out there who are going to do the wrong thing. And it depends. Everything depends on how you react to it, how you deal with it. See, philosophy is not going to make the world perfect, but it's going to make you deal with the world better. And just think about it today. You know, our life seems chaotic. You open the news and everything's going to hell. But it's always been going that way. That has been reality for the world for a long, long time. There's always been anarchy. There's always been chaos. And philosophy is supposed to give you a little bit of peace of mind amid all this chaos. And one of the reasons meditation is so popular is because Marcus was not this person just, you know, sitting out on his porch giving out wisdom. He was a ruler. He was out there dealing with real world problems more than you and I have to deal with. Wars, pandemics, corrupt politicians, people always hungry for power. And he had to deal with them. He had to deal with all these people. And philosophy gave him some solace. Meditations. He wrote meditations for himself so he can look at it, remind himself on how to operate properly. Because if you're not guided by a philosophy, you're doomed to go back to your defaults, which means anger, violence. It is gonna happen. That's just normal human nature. But philosophy is gonna give you a better way to deal with it. And that is what Marcus did. He dealt with the world better than most people. He did a good job with his empire because he was guided by philosophy, not anger and violence. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to be back in the next one. We're going to talk a lot more about his book. We're going to talk a lot more about his different books, different meditations, and what we can learn from it today. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.